Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. We'll start, Dave, with the latest terror attack in Boulder. Lots of questions as to why the suspect was even here in the country. His visa had expired in February of 23.
Yeah, I expect that on a narrow level to be investigated thoroughly, and that officials are going to get to the bottom of that, something fierce, and that will be very much part of the prosecution going forward, which is likely going to take not days, not weeks, but months, I think we can expect. But of course, this also is going to raise, especially for Donald Trump and his administration, the broader issue of people who are here in the country illegally, what is going to be done to ensure that they're not here any longer and either arrested or deported. Of course, this is the action of one man, but it has much broader implications than just a single individual.
Action of one man, but it does go to show, and there's been so much talk in the last almost a year and a half at this point of the anti-Semitism that's been festering on college campuses specifically. And we're seeing now with these two terrible incidents in just over a week's time, the real life implications of a lot of the rhetoric that we're hearing.
Absolutely. And, Donald Trump has made this point time and time again that that anti-Semitism on college campuses, as he sees it, is tantamount to a danger to the colleges, to the communities, to the country at large. And his point, which of course has been taken up by many people in his own party, many Republicans, is that that's something that needs to be fought, that needs to be excised, that needs to be taken to those college campuses right back, up to and including the form of taking hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars potentially, in federal funding out of the colleges. Now, the colleges obviously are pushing back in a massive way, saying that this is incredibly unfair, that this is unnecessary, and that this is untoward for a government to do that. And we can expect, Brian, that this is going to be battled out in the courts for many, many years to come. And in something, too, that is going to have a profound effect on the way that college campuses operate. And we see that specifically in terms of students from other countries being able to come and study here in the United States. Many people who say, hey, look, we need to get the best and the brightest and the smartest from other countries to the United States, educate them here, help them become part of the United States, because we don't want the brain drain going the other way. We want the brain drain coming from China and India and other countries all around the world so that the United States is the beneficiary of the smartest people around the world and not the other way around.
Well, Dave, the big, beautiful budget bill is heading to the Senate this week. But where does it stand? Could changes be in store?
Absolutely. And it's a big, beautiful bill for now, but you can expect it, Susan, to be sliced and diced and filleted, because senators operate on their own schedule and they have their own priorities. And we also, too, have several Republican senators who have expressed grave concerns about this bill. And it's not just the usual suspects. And when I say usual suspects, I mean Susan Collins from Maine, who's very much a moderate, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, who's a moderate. It's coming from people like Josh Hawley, one of the most conservative members of Congress, who is apoplectic about potential cuts to Medicaid, from people like Ron Johnson, who's about as MAGA and pro-Trump as any senator out there, who says basically, hey, this bill is going to hurt my grandkids, and we can't as a country hurt our grandkids. They're concerned about debt and concerned about the budget deficit that would be created by, in essence, codifying Trump tax cuts for many years to come and not having enough money come out of the budget. So when you add this all up, it's a numbers game, Susan, because you can only lose three Republican senators if you're the Republicans. And I just mentioned four names, and there's a handful of others, too, that have expressed a lot of concern. So that is very much going to be part of this negotiation going forward.
All right. Well, I mean, a lot still happening there regarding the budget. I'm wondering also if there's a reaction in Washington to what we saw in Russia over the weekend. Now, we know that the president's been very outspoken about trying to negotiate some sort of peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. But this Ukrainian attack on Russia done by drones, there's a lot of people looking at this, Dave, and saying, well, this isn't just, big news in this war that's happening right now. This is big news for the future of warfare. I mean, people have basically compared this to like the U.S. fleet of B-52s being wiped out by a bunch of things you bought at Target. And it kind of seems like that's accurate. Where are people talking about this, if at all, in Washington?
First of all, yes, Brian, they most certainly are. And also, too, I think the element here in Washington, D.C. that is underappreciated is the level of surprise that the United States had about this attack. If we were having this conversation a year ago or 2 years ago, it's likely that the United States would have known from Ukraine that this was going to be taking place, or would have had some sense of what was about to happen from all indications. And of course, we don't know what we don't know, but it seemed that the United States government was not informed prior to this happening that this was about to happen. And that very much speaks to just the status of the relationship that the United States has with Ukraine right now, particularly as it pertains to military action. So this was an incredibly close hold by the Ukrainians in an effort that was planned for the better part of a year from reporting that has been out there on the planning of this attack. But to your point, Brian, about the broader implications of this type of attack even happening, absolutely. I mean, it just goes to show that, as we oftentimes talk about multi-million dollar, tens of millions of dollars, billion dollars weapons programs, and the biggest and the best and the most powerful, that there is a whole new side of warfare right now that is very much being played out in the theater and on the battlefields of Ukraine and Russia. And what Ukraine did was prove positive that you can take out quite literally billions of dollars of military apparatus with, I mean, you said Target, fill in your favorite, store. It doesn't take a whole lot in terms of the actual power to take down an incredible amount of firepower from Russia in this case.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.